So good afternoon. So I have an opportunity once again to speak a little bit about Share the Good News, which I'm sure everybody here is more than aware of. I think it's a very important document, and it's a document that comes right into place following on what Archbishop Diarmuid spoke about there, the idea of communion at the Eucharistic Congress, that it is being prepared over a number of years from the ground up. As the National Directorate for Catechesis for Ireland, which will be operational over a 10-year plan. I am part of a group at the moment that is part of the Implementation Committee, and one of our main tasks is to disseminate and make known this particular document, because I believe myself that if the Eucharistic Congress is going to fulfil any of the hopes and the dreams and the wishes that we have, this will be a key element in it. There are at the moment about just over 3,000 copies have been sold, another 600 this year already, and Veritas are in their second print run. We will, during the Eucharistic Congress, have part of the stand of Veritas to promote and to, as much as possible, invite people to engage with this document. It's already taking place on a wide scale throughout the entire island of Ireland. It's not just part of the one part of the country, it's for everywhere. And I think one of the great challenges is probably outlined there in number 70 of that document in 103. If I might just read it for you, because I think it's key to what we're hoping would follow on from the Eucharistic Congress. That ongoing adult catechesis, new evangelization and theological reflection are essential to the work of building up a vibrant, informed and confident church. And I would think that's the aim of laying the foundation at this Eucharistic Congress, to build up that vibrant, confident church that can bear witness and hope to the reality of the person of Jesus Christ. And I believe that this is one of the main elements. It's not the only one, of course, because this year we remember 50 years since the beginning of the Vatican Council, so there are those documents. There is the document of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. There will soon be the Catechism of the Irish Church. So there's quite an amount of material going to be available. But I do think this is a very practical way of being able to engage with our faith in a mature and in a consistently ongoing way into the future. So I'm delighted to have the opportunity to speak about it again, and hope that you'll stand somewhere near us when we're in the Veritas stall in the RDS and have a look and talk to some of the people who'll be there.
Thank you, Bishop O'Reilly. All right, so we'd like to take questions now from the media present.
Kevin just get some information on statistics.
Okay. Yeah, so the last Eucharistic Congress, International Congress, took place in Quebec City in 2008, and there were just under 12,000 pilgrims registered for that and about 35,000 present at the closing event. I've always felt that we would possibly double that number, and we have done that with our registrations to date. We've 22,500 people currently registered for the week of the Congress, which works out at between 10 and 12,000 each day. Some large number of people are registered for 7 days, others are coming. And again, we thought the pattern would be different in Canada. If you are coming to the Congress, even from within Canada, it's such a long distance to Quebec, you'll probably come for quite a while. In Ireland, obviously, you can be up and back from most places in a day. So a lot of our bookings that are coming in are for people who want to come for a day with their parish. What is interesting is that there are 106 countries registered, with representatives from 106 countries, 7,000 people from overseas. 90% of our registrations are lay, and 10% approximately clergy. And I suppose the important thing about this is to see the Congress as an event, as a journey rather than an event. We've always seen it as something that began 2 years ago with a pastoral preparation program, which has been rolled out in parishes all over the country, and which is laying the foundation for evangelization and for a deeper and richer participation in the Eucharist in the years ahead. We've had some, interesting patterns, I suppose, but one of the things that I think is very important is to say that the Irish people have, over the last 4 years, very consistently expressed a substantial level of support in an increasingly difficult economic situation by contributing just one third of the total cost of the Congress in voluntary subscriptions taken up in our parishes. I think, you know, when it comes down to it, there are two things that really indicate the support that people have for the Congress. One is their financial support, and the other is their presence at the Congress. And we'd be very happy that both of those things are in place.
It's hoped on the final day of the Congress also that, which is a Saturday evening, that many of the bishops and cardinals who are here will go out into parishes in Dublin and around the world, around the country, again to show that the Congress isn't just something that belongs within the RDS or Croke Park, but that all the parishes of the country are, and a number of dioceses and parishes will have their own events on the Thursday night, which is Corpus Christi traditionally, and on the Saturday night as well. So there'll be the idea is to have it move out.
If I could give a non-Dublin perspective, all the events are mostly going to take place in Dublin, but it is affecting the country as well. Last Sunday night we had a lovely liturgy in the cathedral in Enniscorthy, and we had people from every parish, every curacy, religious and priests, and they brought water from all the holy wells, of which there are many in Wexford, and they poured it into a cistern, and then they took it off to the various places. It was blessed. We also were lucky to have a Notre Dame choir from Indiana, a folk choir, who happened to be touring our diocese at the moment, and they sang for part of the liturgy. So it was a lovely occasion. It was a very calm occasion. People were just quietly getting ready to travel to Dublin, you know, making their arrangements, booking the buses and the transport, realising it will be very different from 32. And I've been saying that around with the confirmations, you know, that 32 reflected 32, and 2012 will reflect 2012. But just as people in 32 probably said, this is not a great time, you know, the 1916 just over, the Civil War just over, I'm sure people said, let's wait, let's let things settle down. Some people say that now too, and I understand that. But I think that's precisely why we need something to pull us together and give us a little hope and a little healing. And certainly we need healing. And that was very evident in our liturgy. So I think it'll be an uplifting event. It won't be numbers, but it'll be uplifting, I think, in its happening and its liturgies.
Thanks very much, Richard Bell. If there are questions now on issues raised by the presbyteries, they can be taken up.
Can I ask Archbishop Martin, how would you describe the engagement of the general public and members of the church to the Congress?
I'd say that there's been.
I suppose there might be more the economic distractions and perhaps even the sporting attractions coming up.
Yeah, well, I'd be very careful because at one press conference in the Vatican, I was asked this question: how will the football affect the Congress? And I said, well, it all depends on if Ireland starts winning matches. And he said, well, can I say you're praying that Ireland will start losing? That isn't it. These two things go on together. I don't think there's any great clash. Initially, to the Congress, there was the initial reaction was a certain amount of scepticism, also within church circles, a certain amount of criticism, a certain amount of misunderstanding. But slowly, I believe there is in Ireland today, and listening to the media in general, there's realisation this is an event which is taking place. It's a big event for the Catholic Church. Those who belong to the Catholic Church will celebrate it. Those who don't will look. And it will, I hope, create an image of the Irish Catholic Church which will be appropriate to our times, and that others who don't would say... You know, it was well done. It presents a different. It's the beginnings of a change in the way the Catholic Church presents its identity in Irish society, and also very clearly that the Irish Church is not going away from Irish society.